Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is suing Purdue Pharma, maker of the powerful painkiller OxyContin. Healey announced the civil suit against the company's top executives and family members of Raymond Sackler, Purdue Pharma's founder. Last June, Healey, along with more than 35 other attorneys general, announced a joint investigation into the marketing practices of opioid manufacturers. And in a press conference today, Healey alleged that the individuals, quote, created the opioid epidemic and profited from it through a web of illegal deceit.
Through the course of our investigation, as alleged in today's complaint, we found that Purdue misled doctors, patients, and the public about the real risks of their dangerous opioids, including OxyContin. We also found that they did this. They did this with the oversight and direction of 16 current and former executives and directors named in our complaint. Their strategy was simple. The more drugs they sold, the more money they made, and the more people died.
Purdue Pharma responded with a statement today saying the company, quote, vigorously denies Healey's allegations and that its executives are, quote, disappointed that in the midst of good faith negotiations with many states, the Commonwealth has decided to pursue a costly and protracted litigation process, end quote. Now, more than 20 other states have already filed similar lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. And in 2007, the company also reached a $630 million settlement with the federal government. However, today's announcement from Healey comes several weeks after a stunning recent report from the New York Times that showed that in 2007, regarding that 2007 federal case, prosecutors had actually gathered what they believed was evidence that Purdue Pharma execs knew about significant abuse of OxyContin in the first years after the drug had been approved by the FDA, and they wanted to charge top Purdue Pharma execs with felonies that could have sent the executives to prison if convicted. But those 2007 efforts came grinding to a halt after Purdue's legal team held a previously unknown meeting with political appointees in the Bush Justice Department, after which the government backed down. Yesterday, we spoke with reporter Barry Meyer, who broke the story of the federal government's decision not to prosecute Purdue Pharma.
Let me put it in the simplest possible terms. I covered this story for 17 years. I wrote a lot of stories for the Times about it. I wrote a book about it. It was about a year and a half ago that I got this report. And I can only describe my reaction as one stunned by how much prosecutors had found out about this company, what they knew about this company and its behavior, and also heartsickened by the fact that had this information come out when it should have come out, that it would have had a very powerful impact on the trajectory of the opioid epidemic. And, you know, we wouldn't be dealing with the scope of the epidemic that we are today had this information come out a decade ago.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Health estimates that in 2017, there were more than 2,000 opioid-related overdose deaths in the state. And in its statement today, Purdue Pharma added, quote, "We will continue to work collaboratively with the states toward bringing meaningful solutions." And we've got a link to our conversation with Barry Meyer and more coverage of Maura Healey's lawsuit against Purdue Pharma at radioboston.org. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.